KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. You're listening to The Hardline with Mike Reiner, Greg Williams, and Friendly Cobra on Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We will be out tomorrow at Broncos in Hearst, which can be found at 183 at Precinct Line. That is kind of tucked in behind the Black Eyed Pea on the northwest corner of that burgeoning intersection. So join us. A rare trip to the Mid-Cities. Used to make them all the time, hardly ever do
it. I know. Think how long it's been since we've been to the Mid-Cities.
No, it's been a real long time. Have to go back and look. Can't even think of it off the top of my head. And it's been especially a long time since we've been to Broncos.
Yes. Love that place.
Well, we'll be there tomorrow with the presentation from 3 until 7, so join us. 5:52 here on The Ticket.
Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit. Snake.
All right, time for Snake Pit.
By the way, did anybody go see that show, Slayer?
Yeah, yeah I did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, did they play that at the... You shut up.
Jake and I went.
Did they play that?
That was their encore? No, that wasn't their encore, but they did play it.
Okay. Played it like in the middle.
Okay.
And that was about third to last.
Yeah, third to last.
Well, there's something going on tonight, and I don't know if it's going on tomorrow as well. And Barb's been talking about it on her traffic reports. Because there's an extra 60,000 people downtown right now, or 40,000 people downtown. Are you guys aware of this?
Motivational speaking thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which we also promoted on this station.
We did?
Ad nauseum.
Yes.
What is it, like Promise Keepers or what?
No, it's not.
Tommy Franks and Giuliani and Joe Montana and...
Joe Montana. Howie Long.
Fat Joe.
Van Marino.
Proposition Joe.
Right.
Smoking Joe.
Joe Pepitone.
Here's my question.
Struggling.
Who in the hell goes to that?
Our sales department.
You're kidding.
No.
Are they...
No.
Is this mandatory?
No, it has to be.
No, seriously.
They're going?
Or is this just seriously suggested?
It has to be mandatory. Why else would they
go?
Well,
not all of them are going. Some of them are back there today.
Different sessions.
Yeah, it's like all day, man. It was like in the morning, and now it's in the afternoon.
You didn't hear the Musers talking about this morning?
No.
Yeah, they had
the
Musers. They had a whole segment on it.
I guarantee you the phones will load up as they're doing right now with people who have been to this thing today.
They took phone calls.
Or are going.
From a bunch of people saying, yeah, it's a beating. I've got to go to it.
Well, okay, do businesses make you go?
Yes.
Businesses pay for you to go to this.
It's their rah-rah corporate crap.
Don't you remember that?
Hey, everybody, let's all go.
$200 at the door, but you can pay
your company goes.
If your company can pay $45 and the whole company can go. That's when I said TI should have paid $45 and sent 30,000 of their.
Yeah.
Okay, we're here. You make $45.
Okay, so if you're a boss. What do you get out? What do you think that your employees get out of that besides some serious downtime from actually being at the office? I mean, is it effective? Do people come away from that going, God, man, this has changed my life?
Well, he's been doing it for years.
Okay,
years.
Okay, I want to know what kind of knotheads go to that.
It doesn't help. Either you have it or you don't. And sending people to a seminar does not make a damn bit of difference in their lives. What it does is it makes the people way upstairs feel better about themselves.
Now, I think that you can affect some people. And the motivational speaking can't help you.
I think that percentage is minute.
I think it's small, but you can affect some.
But this is basically a way for middle managers to cover their ass.
Thank you.
They can go to the people above them and say, look, man,
we
I think it's a really good idea to send everybody to the motivational
center. So you don't think it helps anybody?
No.
Really?
No. Absolutely
not. It helps some people.
Do you think that people are going right now or leaving?
You can't say that everybody that went, that it didn't help some of them.
I guarantee you 99% of the people there, if they're telling the truth, which most of them probably aren't, thought it was a joke.
I think that people that are already clouded with that crap may think they're
getting
something out of it. To
hear some blowhard get up there and go, you know, I once knew a man. Start okay, a story but, like that.
Okay, but, you know, I'm not defending
it's good
this
to be here with you all today. A man once came up to me and said, how did you get to where you do so well in this world? And I said, because I'm motivated.
Hold that.
Never been of it.
But, you know, I wouldn't, you know, all the, like the, what's that guy, that big tall guy?
Tony Robbins.
You know, I couldn't give a flying F to go see him. But somebody like Giuliani or Tommy Franks, I'd kind of like to hear what they had to say.
Okay, you're interested in them as people.
Yeah, not to motivate you. I mean, is Tommy Franks going to be like, you know what, if you work hard enough, you'll oversee all four of the armed forces when we
no,
go to war.
You'll be a five-star general like me, and what a great son of a bitch I am, man.
Yeah. pull that.
That wasn't clean.
2 weeks. That's all you need. Or Giuliani, you'll be the mayor of New York and maybe run
they're
for
not
president
telling
someday.
That, they're not, you know what, I'm no expert because I've never been to any of these, ever. But they're going to get up there and tell us. I bet it's pretty interesting to hear these guys talk.
Well, sure Giuliani hear his story? That's great.
And
talk about 9/11,
I guarantee
absolutely.
You. That's probably what he's going to, that wouldn't be interesting to you?
Yeah, it'd be interesting, but it ain't going to motivate me.
It's no, I mean, it doesn't do anything.
It's not going to make Corby come in here tomorrow and do six overcussers.
No, I'm saying you don't
Can't
get motivated. No one's going to get motivated unless they want to do it themselves. No one's going to help them. I mean, it's such a load of crap, and I can't believe that people are so weak-minded that they think going into it they're going to help or coming away from it that it did help.
But in the corporate realm, this is big stuff, man. You know, and I guarantee you, to those middle managers and those people above them, this is big. They want their people to hear what these guys have to say.
You know, we're the wrong people to be commenting on this because most of us are pretty motivated people in this business that we're in. And we don't have to be motivated. I mean, we're all pretty self-motivators to do what we do. But there's a lot of people that are in just starting out in a sales position. And they do need to know how to communicate.
And as a sales boy, you got to be a highly motivated self-starter.
So you think that our...
It's not for everyone. But if your butt hurts, try it.
They should just run that on a loop and have Lindsay's face up there on a screen.
Who's?
Sorry, Lindsay.
Well, let's take some calls here. I guarantee you,
somebody that's on the line right now went to that today, and they're going to tell us what a beating it was.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Yeah, I went to the seminar today.
How was it?
And, I mean, it's good. When you're in sales, you don't learn as much as you just kind of need to be reminded about a lot of this stuff, you know?
But why can't you remind yourself? Why do you need somebody else? Why do you need somebody to pay for you or pay for it for yourself? To have somebody remind you. I mean, if that's your gig, I don't need to be reminded every day that I need to keep up with sports.
Well, you got to be reminded of your run sheet. You got to study what's going on. I mean, you know, baseball.
You know how much attention I pay to the run sheet.
Just get Danny to make you a run sheet like I do.
Well, you go over it, though. I mean, Giuliani talked about leadership, and, I mean, Joe Montana told a couple of good stories. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to go set the world on fire, but, I mean, when you're in sales.
All right, well, what were you reminded of today? Name one thing that you took out of this.
You know, to keep a good attitude. You can't be in sales if you're always pessimistic.
You needed them to tell you to keep a good attitude, dude?
To remind me. You need to be reminded sometimes when you're in sales.
A string around your finger. Don't waste your time at that,
man. You know, I'm not trying to demean what you went to or anything, but doesn't your boss tell you that? Like, remind you to have a good attitude? I mean, isn't that kind of sales 101?
It's just part of business, man. I mean, it's 20,000, 40,000 people there yet today at American Lines Airline Center and Reunion, and tomorrow will be the same thing.
So, in other words, you didn't get a damn thing out of this, did you?
Hey, man.
Come on, admit it. Admit it. You didn't get a damn thing out of this.
I can't admit that, man. My boss listened to the ticket.
Okay. All right.
See, let me say something real quick before you go to the next call. I think that a lot of people will go down there and, number one, be entertained, and, number two, they possibly could be educated. But there is nothing that can motivate you.
Well, it is more other than
the boss saying, you know what, if you don't get your S together, you're fired. That's motivation, not watching Timmy Franks talk about World War II.
But don't you understand, and Ryan's hit on it a minute ago, middle management. Because what they've done with these motivational speakers and these little seminars they have, they've created a cottage industry. And middle management buys into it.
Their way of covering their ass.
To justify their means and to do something and to point up to their bosses saying, hey, look what I'm doing. I mean, I arranged all this and we're going to go. And then they can look down at the people that work for them and go, you know what? You better get your people in there. You know, we're paying for this, and they need to get something out of it. And there'll be a quiz on Friday.
So you think
it's a cottage industry.
Do you think these are all salespeople that are going to this?
Mostly.
So why not have marketing people or creative people?
I'm sure there's some of that too. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
You're talking about the motivational speakers.
Yeah.
And it's like retraining. You know, football players go through training every day to reinforce their techniques. Does it help a lot for regular people in their sales and in their day-to-day work? Maybe a little. The people that are motivated, it helps them refocus and make them a little bit better. As for your average workers and your below par, it doesn't matter.
Are you in sales?
Am I in sales?
Yeah.
No, but I'm in customer service, and I've got a lot of fun.
So did you go to this thing today?
No, I didn't, but I've been through some of those courses and some recent training that is the same type, same idea.
I think I've got it.
Do you realize how quick?
All right, this guy just hit
on it. Yeah, I think I've got it figured out, Mike. What the difference is you hit on marketing, and what marketing does is very creative. What we do is very creative, and I don't want a blanket statement, everybody in sales or customer service, but the bottom line, I think by and large, those people hate what they do. We're motivated because we like coming to work. Those people probably are like, good God, I got to go in today and talk to that bitch. You know? And they just hate what they do. So maybe, you know.
Put on fake smile.
Yeah, fake smile. And, oh, yeah, buy our product. It's fabulous. They might need a little kick in the pants. So I can kind of see. Is that kind of where you were going?
No.
Where
I was going is here. That guy hit on the real cottage industry in this thing. Retraining.
Yeah.
Because he's right. Football players do it constantly. During the normal week of a football season, do football players really need to practice every day?
Well, they game plan.
Physically,
you know, what that is
they've been doing
repetition.
It all year long.
It's repetition.
They've been doing it all year long, though. Do they really need to do it every day?
Well, then why do the Mavericks practice every day?
Exactly.
You know, the reason they
is
because Devin Harris screws up and he gets pulled 2 minutes after he screws up the first time.
Devin Harris is a rookie.
Why does your band rehearse every week?
Yeah.
Because we play once a month.
Oh.
And we ain't that great anyway. Barely get through a song without screwing it up.
I would just like to.
Why does yours rehearse?
Probably just for the repetition. I think there is some validity to that.
It's retraining, right?
Yeah, just to have it fresh, top of mind. So when you get to the gig, you're not thinking, "Oh, wow, I forgot that." There's no excuse.
Yeah, football players don't need to do it. They know the plays. They know what to do.
Yeah, but how?
You think the left guard doesn't know what to do on 20 left cross buck on two?
What? Is it just to keep it top of mind?
But here's what's shocking is that there's 40,000 people down there, 20,000 in reunion, 20,000 in AAC this morning, same thing this afternoon, same thing tomorrow. You're talking about, am I right here, is it two sessions a day?
I guess. I don't know.
Okay, if it is, then, you know, 48. You're talking about 160,000 people in the course of 2 days that are going to this? What the hell is wrong with this area that that many people need to go to that?
It's retraining. That is the cottage industry. Corby, that is the cottage industry in play.
You're
here.
Telling me that those people who run these companies feel that strongly that load of garbage down there is going to help them, is going to retrain them?
No.
Hearing Rudy Giuliani talking about 9/11?
I don't know. Maybe they feel that way. Maybe they don't. But what they do feel a strong need to do is cover their ass and show their boss that they are doing something. That they are doing something to get their people going and get them motivated.
It seems like that boss would tell that middle manager, you know what? Why am I paying these thousands of dollars? Why don't you train these people? Why do we need to go to an outside source?
Joel Namath to do it.
You know what? Do you remember the time...
Struggling.
And I know that I have forgotten about this until just now. You remember the time we had to come up here on a Saturday?
Oh, boy.
Mike Beck?
That we were forced to come up here on a Saturday, the entire station.
I'll go you one better.
For 12 hours.
Remember the time we gathered in the conference room down there and had the blowhard from Austin up there? Remember that?
Who was that?
I don't even remember that. In this building?
It might have been over on Mockingbird.
I don't think I was there
who
yet.
Who from Austin?
I can't think of the guy's name. He's the guy who told us, look, man, people don't know who you guys are. They don't care about
you.
Remember that?
Yeah, but that guy wasn't from Austin.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I do remember that guy.
If you're being, because we were forced to go.
Yes.
To both of those. Well, there was no option. So am I to assume that 160,000 people are being forced to go to this?
You know what? Whenever I'm new,
you were to assume exactly.
And that BlackBerry, their girlfriends and stuff.
If they're not forced to go to anything like that, they're looked unfavorably upon if they don't go. Whenever I'm forced to go to anything like that, then I immediately walk in there with a bad attitude and a negative attitude, and I'm not going to get a damn thing out of it.
No. No hammer.
Did we get anything out of Bill Veeck coming down here?
Mike Veeck.
Mike Veeck.
We got in trouble for making fun of him during the thing.
No. We got nothing out of it, and we were here for a solid day.
But that was pretty good.
Shut up.
But you know what? You know what's so funny about that?
You ducked out early.
Is that our marketing people, they knew us so well, and they knew that our attention span was zero, that they brought toys in there.
Right.
And the whole time he was sitting there talking about what? I don't know. I didn't pay attention. I was playing with Play-Doh. The whole time
Greg
I was playing
over
with
there
Play-Doh.
Making wieners in Play-Doh.
He was making
dinguses out of Play-Doh.
He had a full set of genitalia all set up.
I did. Need that, too. I mean, that's what I got out of it. I mean, I was molding dinguses out of Play-Doh.
Okay, so...
And Craig Miller was throwing stuff at me?
We need the first part of that.
You know, and...
I know that you think that these middle managers are covering their ass, but aren't the bosses, the actual bosses who run the show, who run the entire ship, aren't they smart enough or savvy enough to know that is just a load of garbage?
Somewhere up the food chain,
be it there or the level above them or the level above that or however high it goes, but somewhere up the food chain, there is somebody who buys into it.
Well, and you're exactly right. But also, the way they think in big business, they think, okay, if I send my office of 100 people, and if I can reach 2 out of 100, then it'll be worth it because their productivity will be up, which will make the company up, and everybody's happy. If I can reach 2 out of 100, that's probably what they're looking for.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hello, guys.
Hello, greetings.
Turn your radio down.
It's off.
Okay, talk to us.
I didn't know I was going to get directly to you guys. Why are you guys wasting something you know nothing about and it's not your industry?
Well, why don't you school us on it?
Yeah, tell us.
Hey, Corby?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to one of these seminars?
No, never.
But you're calling it a bunch of garbage and you've never been to one.
No, hey, ding dong.
That's what you just said.
No, I realize that.
You just call a crap of garbage down there.
Hey,
why are they going to
Bill,
it?
Can you hang on seriously for 1 second?
Go ahead.
We just talked about how we were forced to go up to one of those motivational deals up here at our station from a guy who was supposed to be just like the guys you saw today or whenever, these high-level motivational guys that get you going. And you know what? I would have rather sat in a diarrhea festival.
Diarrhea.
And I also heard you guys say that you went into
diarrhea?
A didn't give it a chance.
That's right.
Right. Because we didn't need it.
You know why? You know why? Let me just sound real arrogant here, okay?
Okay.
So get ready. I don't need anybody motivating me. Nobody. Not a soul on earth do I need anybody motivating me because I can motivate myself.
He's right. Now, what did this thing teach you, or what are you getting out of it?
Obviously, you buy into this stuff, don't you?
I don't necessarily buy all of it, but I'm commenting on something I know about, and you guys don't buy into it.
Did you go to this thing today?
I did not go to this one, but I've been to these before.
Well, then how do you know about this?
It's not because I've been to the exact same thing before.
You know what? I'm a little bit more interested in talking to somebody who went to this thing than I am you.
Try one more. Quickly.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Yeah, if it wasn't for motivational speakers, I'd be looting a van.
Genius.
End on a high.
Genius. All right, 6:11 on the ticket. Sports Radio.